Welcome back, Mark Schneidman. I am my client's realtor. Time now for the Proposition 19 highs for the weeks. For the week, I guess Prop 19 did not pass. Is that correct? So maybe we should actually be doing lows for the week. I do have a low for the week that I thought would be interesting. Prop 19 high for the week on actives on a Via Abrogata in Hope Ranch. $13,250,000, almost 3 acres. 6 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms. I love when you have more bathrooms than bedrooms. And this is a Hilltop Contemporary and an art collector's dream with towering walls and natural light and a tennis court. I saw this tennis court. Now, lighted tennis courts are, I believe, no longer allowed because you have secondhand light and they don't want the neighbors to be. A friend of mine and I were looking at this tennis court online, a picture, and he said the muni courts only have 2 stanchion lights on each side of the court. This one had 3 on each side, 6. You could do surgery on this tennis court. The infinity pool, which is the horse corral. Oh, and then the horse corral, there's something going on with the Coastal Commission where they want to do some radical changes on issues that could affect horse corrals in Hope Ranch, existing horse corrals. They want to change everything. High for the week on pending, what went into escrow, and this, of course, is for the week ending November 5th, 2010. This is on Glen Oaks in Montecito, went into escrow, $3,795,000, just an acre, 4 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, and a landscaped acre. Remodeled. 5 fireplaces. You got more fireplaces than bathrooms and bedrooms. Of course, the separate cottage. Top-of-the-line outdoor kitchen. I spoke about outdoor kitchens many times. Love outdoor kitchens. You see, I could have made a poor joke there, but I stopped myself. Okay, Pomar Lane. This is the high sold for the week ending November 5th, 2010. This is a sold for $3,900,000, 8 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms. Actually, 10 total bathrooms, 8 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, and 3 half bathrooms. It was built in 1901. And yet the assessors, well, forget that. Could be 1901 or 1920. But other than losing my voice, excuse me, 1.7 acres. And described as park-like acres, just a wonderful description. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but just very well written by an excellent agent. But it got me thinking, you know, park-like acres. In other words, if you don't have park-like acres, what do you have? Do you have, you know, like parking lot-like acres? But I'm not making fun of it. I mean, it truly was a beautiful park-like acre home. And the low sold for the week, I wanted to point out to you because it was so unusual. It listed for $499, sold for $490, and it was a bank-owned property. And it was on over 1/4 acre on Sycamore Canyon Road up near Stanwood. And it was just brand new, built in 07. And they built it, and it was just this, who wanted to live there? Not too many people. So it unfortunately went to bank foreclosure. So that's the Prop 19 highs for the week. Now, there's some Santa Barbara City Council. It's funny. Sometimes you look up at the clock and you go, oh, my God, we're out of time. And I looked up at the clock and there's plenty of time. This is a city ordinance, or they're discussing city ordinance to talk about open house signs. And one of the things they're saying is that they should be erected, they should not be erected in a manner which obstructs vehicular traffic. Vehicular traffic. I don't know why they use the word vehicular. You could say auto traffic. That does not include trucks. Vehicular traffic. So I started thinking, now this makes sense. You don't want to have signs that are, you know, are hazardous to pedestrians. And they don't want them, you know. But it struck me that they should allow the signs to impede vehicular traffic because it'll slow traffic down. It'll be temporary traffic calming methods. And the city is pushing that in building all the bulb outs. Think of all their money they'll save. They don't have to build a bulb out. Take a common corner, open house sign goes up, people have to swerve to avoid and slow down. You got two birds, one stone. This is an idea. Why doesn't someone propose that to the city council? Just throw those open house signs all over the street and people will just have to go like 5 miles an hour. Do you get that maybe the bulb outs are not a good idea? what else are they doing? Oh, just to let you know, the city is going to be closing again this year from December 20th through December 31st, 2010. Most administrative offices and non-emergency city facilities will be closed to the public during that time. And that would include city zoning information reports, which, so if someone, you know, opens up an escrow on December 20th, well, it's unlikely you're going to want to close in 7 days, although you know what? It's happened. And so it won't happen, at least it won't happen without a zoning information report. So that's kind of a heads up in case you're looking to make a play on that. Got another update here. This is for real estate folks who love their pets. This is up in Shadow Hills, which is a wonderful gated community. And apparently they've changed or about to change allowing condo owners to keep dogs, quote, of gentle disposition. And it is believed the pet policy will be identical to the one that has been in existence for the single-family homes in the community. Shadow Hills is a mix of single-family homes and some attached condominiums. So dogs of gentle disposition. And I don't know how you determine that, but I think, I don't know what the overall rules are. I mean, there was a time, there's all kinds of rules where you used to be able to restrict certain things, whether it would be by age or like the family, you got to be over 55 in a lot of parks. And even in the remaining Morton Bay Lane area, Fairview and Kyrie out there. So, but it's becoming more and more difficult to make those restrictions. So many dogs are going to be really good pets and will be very fine. And so that's kind of good news. Also, let's see. This was kind of an interesting piece that showed up. Battle lines forming and clash over foreclosures. About a month after, and this goes back to, of course, when Washington Mutual was in business. A month after Washington Mutual Bank made a multi-million dollar mortgage loan on a mountain home near Santa Barbara, California, a crucial piece of paperwork disappeared. But bank officials were unperturbed. After conducting a, quote, due and diligent search, an assistant vice president simply drew up an affidavit stating that the paperwork, a promissory note committing the borrower to repay the mortgage, could not be found. So you think that's kind of important? Kind of the promissory note is kind of the crux of the loan. Don't know what's going to happen with that. Okay, also in the news, homeless in the news, front page of the Santa Barbara News Press Sunday Voices section, November 7th, 2010. If you didn't get it delivered, go online or figure out a way to find it, because two great op-ed pieces written. And one from the president of the newly formed Milpas Association, Milpas Community Association. And the president wrote this one. And you just couldn't ask for someone more diplomatic and trying to be even-handed and present it in such a way that just shows that they want a dialogue. And so this guy is an amazing writer. And if he means exactly what he says, you just can't help but want to say, okay, let's discuss this. Let's figure out a way to fix the issue with transient people marring the streets of Santa Barbara. Let's figure out a way to fix it. And then right below it was one a letter written more just from the gut, venting, disappointed, just in your face, kind of, gosh, I'm fed up. You just have to do something now. and it was addressed to the mayor to come take a tour and say, look, you have to figure out something. We've gone beyond the pale. I've got a 2-week vacation rental, and they check in and then they check out after 2-3 days showing me this, that, and the other. So anyway, that was my, it was just good to read that. And if you missed it, Sunday, November 7th, front page voices section of the Santa Barbara News Press. I don't have time for this, but it was kind of went back to the refinancing stage of what we said with the economic, the interview in the first two segments with The Economist. And my good buddy, who's, you know, makes, I don't know, he's making 150 grand a year. I mean, his refinance started 3 weeks before someone else, and he closed 3 weeks after. I mean, they just went back and forth and back and forth. Now, he did get the money, and it was such a low loan to value, and he wasn't asking for much. He's got a huge income, no debts, and they just made him just provide so much documentation. And, you know, is documentation fair? Absolutely. You know, you don't want people to, you know, sugarcoat it and push it through. But it is tough. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll take a quick break and come back with the fourth and final segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update.